This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination report for a claimant by the name of Elisa Faith Corona. Date of birth, July the 11th, 2022. Case ID number is 597-4889. Date of exam, September the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Women's Hospital at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 12/21/2022, and a functional report dated 10/21/22. Identifying information. This is a 1 year, 2 month old female who presented with her grandmother for a pediatric consultative report to evaluate allegations of low birth weight. The baby was born at 22 weeks prematurely, and was in ICU for approximately 5 months. The mother did not present with the baby for the examination because she was working. The mother is Odalies G. Tejerina. And she presently is separated from her boyfriend, and apparently he has not been in the family picture for a while. She is presently employed as a security guard for illegal immigrants, which she has been doing for 1.5 years. She does have a full-time job where she works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She lives in a rented house and is not receiving disability benefits at this time for her baby. Allegation number one, low birth weight and preemie. History of allegations. The grandmother states that the baby was born prematurely at 22 weeks. The baby weighed 1 pound, 1 ounce. And is currently receiving therapy, which is physical therapy for her condition. The baby at this time is 1 year and 2 months old since birth. However, because the baby was born at 22 weeks, she should be functioning right now at approximately 11 months of age. The claimant does not appear to know what her condition is. She smiles a lot and interacts with others. She likes to listen to songs and she likes to watch cartoons. The baby is starting to finger eat, and she does grab on to objects and is still being bottle fed at this time. She does not talk or say any words, but she does try to communicate with her caregivers. Her chronological age was 5.4 months, and her weight was 2.480 kilograms. Her length was 47 centimeters, and her head circumference was 32.4 centimeters. On 12/21/2022. The baby did stay in an ICU for 5 months and then was discharged. There was surgery done, which was a small abdominal incision in the left lower abdominal quadrant to remove excess air, which has since healed. The baby does move around and is very active and is now standing by herself, although she does need support. Review of systems. The grandmother states that the baby does not suffer from headaches, dizziness, visual problems, hearing problems, shakiness, clumsiness, vomiting, loose stools, hard stools, soiling, bedwetting or day wetting, muscular weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rashes at this time. She has a mild developmental delay secondary to being born at a premature age. Activities of daily living. The baby is taken care of by the grandmother at this time. There are no other children. She does interact and smile with the grandmother and is very loving towards her. She does not appear to be very aggressive or and appears to be a very easy to care for baby, as the grandmother has confirmed. She's not fussy and does not appear to have problems with irritation at this time. The grandmother states that the baby is 1 year old but acts like an 8 or 9 month old, which is expected since she was born at 22 weeks. Her positive characteristics is that she's very calm and relaxed, very loving, and appears to be a very happy baby. Developmental milestones. The child was an easy to care for infant from 8 months to 14 months of age. However, she was not easy to care for initially, secondary to being a preemie. The claimant sat alone without support at 6 months, but has not started crawling, walking without support, saying her first words, or saying any sentences. She can stand with assistance. And she does try to communicate with her grandmother, but does not say any words at this time, just short noises. During the first 3 years of life, the child sometimes cried and was afraid of new faces and enjoyed exploring the surrounding environment and was active. During also the first 3 years of life, the baby rarely had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, and rarely enjoyed being held, secondary to having to be in an NICU for such a long time. The claimant's mother states that, or grandmother states that, the child does not have any emotional attachment to any objects during the first year of life. Birth history. The mother was bleeding most of the time during her pregnancy, and was often very sick. She was unable to work, and she delivered the baby at 22 weeks. The baby was a very high-risk delivery, and she delivered spontaneously. The baby was delivered at the Women's Hospital in Edinburgh, Texas, and was hospitalized for a week. The grandmother states that instruments were used in aiding the delivery of the baby, that the child was blue at birth, jaundiced, and that oxygen was given. The baby was placed in an incubator, and the baby was very small and remained in NICU for 5 months. The mother states that the baby was not born by cesarean section. It was just a one baby birth. The child's or baby's weight was 1 pound, 1 ounce, and she was 11 inches long. The mother stayed for 1 week in the hospital, secondary to anemia, and the baby stayed for 5 months. Past history, the baby did have a small abdominal incision to remove air in the abdominal cavity, which was on the left lower quadrant of the abdomen, which appears to be healed. No other surgeries were performed. However, the baby was in an ICU for 5 months. Social history. The mother denies any history of anybody smoking, comma, no alcohol abuse, comma, nobody with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, nobody in the family uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the grandmother states the mother has not had any problems with hepatitis, comma, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The mother is a single mother working at this time and has the assistance of the grandmother to care for the baby. Family history. The mother is in good health. She's 20 years old but does suffer from asthma. They do not know the whereabouts of the father, who is 21 and is not helping with child support at this time, but he appears to be in good health as well. Medications, none. Allergies, the claimant is allergic to latex gloves. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 23 pounds. Height, 26 inches. BP, 115 over 81 mmHg. Heart rate, 118 beats per minute. The baby was difficult to evaluate and was somewhat agitated. Respirations were 18 respirations per minute. Head circumference was 45 centimeters. / 17 and a half inches. Growth charts. The claimant is at the 60th percentile for the weight according to age and is below the percentile of 5% for the length according to age. The claimant is also at the 40th percentile for the age according to head circumference and is way above the 100th percentile for weight according to length. the baby is obese. General, the claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed female in no acute distress. She does appear to interact well with the grandmother and appears to smile and appears to be a very happy baby. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 2-centimeter left lower quadrant surgical scar, which is well healed, where surgery was performed to remove air from the abdomen. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The baby does have full range of motion of all joints and no evidence of any active inflammation on exam. The claimant is able to stand with assistance but is unable to walk at this time. She cannot walk on her heels, toes, or squat without difficulties at this time. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were intact. Deep tendon reflexes were +2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar area. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength is +4/5 in all groups tested with no evidence of muscular wasting. The claimant does appear to have good fine finger control to dexterous movements. She did grab at things and was able to hold on to objects. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate, although not on imitation age appropriate, secondary to her being a preemie. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is not spontaneous and is not on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability appears to be almost age-appropriate for her age. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality at this time, and she appears to be a normal child that was born a preemie who appears to be progressing very well. Diagnosis number one, low birth weight, dash confirmed with medical records and physical exam. The claimant is overweight for her age and length at this time. She appears to be progressing well. She is receiving physical therapy. Her condition appears to be stable. Prognosis, good. She appears to be catching up to her appropriate age and appears to be progressing very quickly. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alisa Faith Corona.